This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves. As we launch into the third hour of the program, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're talking about some outrageous police stories. It's a topic that we could do a lot more often on Free Talk Live, because there are a lot of stories like this. I specifically don't do it, simply because I'm so tired of hearing about it. It's just so outrageous. So often, so frustrating when you see and hear and see video from stories of police literally getting away with murder in many cases and then not having any kind of consequence whatsoever. In fact, in a lot of cases, the officer in question will receive a time off with pay, suspension with pay, while he's investigated by his own department.
Yeah.
Which inevitably returns a result of, well, Officer so-and-so is doing everything by the book. He's completely legitimately murdered this person.
I've seen stories where people have gotten promotions shortly after.
Yes.
Word.
They'll get a medal
unbelievable.
For throwing a gas grenade into a baby's crib.
Had no reason to believe that there would be a crib on the other side of that window, and they had no clue that there would be a baby sleeping in the crib. Yeah. Do you expect them to have X-ray vision?
So, and I don't know if that guy got a medal.
It's basically a paraphrase of what the judge said in that case.
Yeah, I don't know if that dude got a medal, but that's the kind of thing that people get, promoted for. You're absolutely right. And it's so frustrating because people want to have something done about it. Their loved one has been killed or maimed, or their dog has been shot, or, whatever it is that the horrible thing the police have done. They've burned down somebody's house. They've arrested the wrong guy. They've raided the wrong house entirely. And they're lucky if they ever even get an apology from the police, let alone any kind of payout.
Yeah. It's you're supposed to, when you become an officer, you're swearing you're putting yourself, your life at risk for the sake of the general public.
Well, that's what they want you to think.
What is on the cop cars? It's to protect and serve. Are you really protecting?
It doesn't say who they're protecting and serving.
You're jumping to the conclusion that they're serving
you. You're right. You're right. But that's what that's the impression that they give.
That's the impression.
Right?
But the reality is they are protecting and serving their political masters.
They're protecting themselves and serving the people that, are higher up than them.
Yeah. I mean, if they wanted you, on what planet would anybody?
Earth.
But yeah. Put down to protect and serve if they didn't intend that to mean, or at least let you believe that it was
this
for
one.
The public.
That's how it goes here. Well, again, the public is also code. So the words in legal land mean different things.
Oh, do they
and
ever?
The public means the government. So whenever you see government, it's interesting to watch this. Whenever you see government people talking about the public, just put in the words, take out the words the public, put in the words government, and you'll see what they're really saying.
All right, so public sector jobs versus private sector jobs.
Sure.
Public sector means you're getting a government paycheck.
Yep. Public means government. That's what it means. But they will use it with the intention of making you think that they're talking about all of us. Well, they're really just talking about them.
No. Yeah, anybody who's been, I don't want to say in the system, but anybody who's seen the system at work, unless you're a part of the system, you probably.
Yeah, you ain't now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the story for you just tuning in here, we were talking about swatting, which is this horrible phenomenon in recent years, last couple decades of probably the last 15 years or so. Of typically people who are in video games getting mad at somebody else in a video game and taking it out on them by calling the cops in with a fake police report that makes the police think something violent is happening at that person's house.
Yes.
They then show up with the SWAT team and in this most recent, or a recent case in Wichita, shot a man to death who was apparently standing in his front doorway. There's some video that's not really worth playing on the air because it's just a very short clip. So
right.
You can hear them yelling at him and then a shot.
If you see this video, you will be outraged.
This is not the most outrageous. I've seen a lot of outrageous video. This one's too far away for you to really be outraged because it's shot from across the street and you can barely even see what happens in this video. Maybe it's a different
video.
But
like they're yelling at him, you know, like, yeah. Walk off of the porch or something, and he's doing what they're saying. He's just not doing it necessarily as fast.
You honestly can't see what he's doing. He just looks like he's standing in the doorway, and then he gets shot. I mean, it's literally a 10-second. I'll play it for you, because I don't think anybody says the F-bomb or anything like that. I mean, I'll play it here, just so you can see, or at least very least hear, what this is.
And then describe to us what is happening.
So you've got, this is across a what appears to be a wide street here.
Yep.
The house isn't even in the full frame. It's like maybe an eighth of the frame. It's very, very small. So the doorway is like, you know, 1/40th of the frame. It's very, very small. So here it is across the street from behind a car. Some officers recording. This is it. Here it is.
Hey! Walk this way!
Is he moving?
Walk!
He appears to raise... All you can see is what maybe is him standing in a doorway and maybe raising his arm after they
walk this way. Well, they did say, raise your hands and then walk this way.
Oh, I didn't hear what the first yell was.
The first thing was, raise your hand!
Yeah. Well,
walk this way!
They were still talking to him.
And then when
they
said, walk this way the second time before they even finished saying it...
Yeah!
He gets shot!
How is this not absolutely outrageous? This is based on unsubstantiated information that they got...
Let me tell you, there's a lot more outrageous police videos than this that we've seen.
Right.
I agree.
There are more outrageous ones, all right?
Yeah. Like, the more you can see in a video, the more outrageous it would be. If we were closer up and we could see more of what was going on here, this is just, there's not much to say about this video. But again, the guy standing there with cops across the street behind, you know, metal cars, so the police are barricaded, basically. They're plenty safe.
Yeah, an unarmed man, by the way.
And this guy was unarmed, okay? So
the guy had no idea what was going on here.
Right, cops just rolled up in front of his house and started shining spotlights at him and yelling at him.
I've got an article from the LA Times that actually gives some backstory
to
what happened.
Rob's on the line here in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, did y'all hear about the girl in New Jersey Beach and the cop?
I heard about it, but I didn't watch the video.
What had happened? Who, what, where, what?
Well, in New Jersey, there was a girl, she was 20 years old, she was sitting on the beach with her friend and her 16-month-old baby, and she had a wine cooler, I think it said a bag, it looked like a bag or something on beside her, but it wasn't open.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes these two cops up there, and they're asking her, you know, you been drinking? She said, no, sir. So they breathalyzed this poor girl twice.
What?
She passes it both times, and so what happens is she did the ultimate crime. She told the cops, she said, you're mad because you thought we were drinking, and when you got over here, we weren't. So he starts getting a little bit mad about it, and he tells her, he said, what's your last name? She said, I'm not giving you my last name.
Mm.
And she turns around and starts to walk off, and he says, what's your phone number? And she walks off, and all of a sudden this cop goes, you're about to go down. He knocks this girl on the ground. She's probably 100 pounds at the most. And he's on top of her, and she's screaming, you're choking me, you're choking me. And then he takes his fist and punches her twice in the face.
Wow.
And then you can hear the crowd coming, you know, the crowd getting upset. He said, back up, I need backup. So, and the girl's screaming. I mean, this poor girl is just screaming. I mean, if it had been my daughter, they shot me because I didn't want him. And, but anyway, she's screaming to the top of her lungs. She's scared to death. Well, turned around, they're charging this girl with assault on a police officer because when he tackled her on the ground, she got sand in her mouth, and she was trying to spit it out. And they're saying that she spit on him.
Spat in his face. Wow. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Welcome to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Does it make you long for home, Chris?
No, not at all. And I remember when that law passed where basically spitting on a cop, and this was like in the 90s or 80s or something. And basically what happened is based on the AIDS, it all had to do with like AIDS and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And so bodily fluids on a cop is like, it's like equivalent to murder almost.
An attempted murder.
Yeah, like attempted murder.
My
it's the most
God.
Ridiculous law and the most outrageous law.
So if the cop busts you open and you bleed on on his hand?
Yep.
Assault on a police officer?
It's absolutely outrageous. Rob, thanks for bringing that to our attention. Is this a fresh video that you're talking about? This just recently happened?
Yeah.
I guess so. Hey, thanks, Rob, for the call. I appreciate it. We got more coming up here in moments. Like I said, these stories just don't end.
Nope.
It's Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want here. It's cop abuse night here because there's no shortage of stories that we can continue to. We could fill 3 hours a night,
yeah,
7 nights a week. I swear to you, if we wanted to, we could do that.
There have been shows that have done nothing but.
Yes, cop block radio. Yeah, used to be a thing. Yeah. So it's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Now, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. You don't have to stay on this particular topic because this can just go and go and go. We were in the middle of talking about swatting. Now, we're brought to a story by one of our callers out of your old home state of New Jersey, Chris.
Yep.
Where apparently police have attacked a beach bunny. So you think it's just the cops are going after, you know, the black guy in Miami who's pounding out the beats in his garage and getting shot to death. Luckily, this girl didn't get shot to death, but she did get a pretty severe beating, completely unnecessarily by the police in this particular case. And I think it's worth pointing out, this girl appears to be white. So I just want to point that out because there's this narrative out there, which is a false narrative that says, oh, only black people get hurt and or attacked or shot or whatever by the police. And it's like, no, they definitely do attack black people plenty often, but they also attack everybody else as well.
Yeah,
it's, so everybody is in danger from these people. It is not a, you know, necessarily an anti-black thing. It's a power thing.
It's you know what I think it is. It's there's certain groups of people who are disproportionately being abused and attacked.
No doubt.
It's I think what it
young
is,
people.
Young people is one of those groups.
She is 20.
Absolutely. I think somebody at my age who's white male probably not so much, especially if you have a little bit of money. And it's obvious. But
yeah, if you're driving a Jaguar down the street, you're less likely to get pulled over in the first place.
Right.
Depending on the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You drive that Jaguar through the hood, you're getting pulled over faster than you can say blue light.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
What the hell is somebody doing driving a Jaguar through this type of neighborhood? Where'd you get that money? Oh, you must have bought this with drug money.
This is
coming with us now.
Yeah, maybe. That could happen. So you can talk about whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Blank home security systems. Good idea to have cameras. And the more cameras you have, the better off you're going to be. Whether it be from being attacked by the police or by some other regular criminal. The Blink Home Security System can help you out over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get this wireless home security system, which makes it super easy to install. It really doesn't get easier than this, and I speak from experience having dealt with wired systems and the Blink Home Security System way easier. You unbox it, you put the batteries in, you put the cameras up wherever you want to move them around if you don't like their positioning, and then you set it all up via a Wi-Fi-enabled device like a tablet or a smartphone, and then whenever you're not there, or, you know, you can set the hour when you want it to be active, it will send you clips of whatever it is that goes on in front of the camera during those time frames. So blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get 15% off when you go to that URL, the already very affordable Blink home security system. blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here now, we have not yet watched the full video of the woman being attacked on the New Jersey beach. However, police have released their body cam footage, or at least segments of their body cam footage. But thankfully, there were other people on the beach at the time that this was happening. So you don't have to rely on just the police to release their footage, because there's other footage out there by nearby, you know, bystanders who happen to be in the vicinity and who cared enough about this situation to pull out their phone and begin recording whenever it was that they did that. So there is footage here on thehill.com has an article about this describing what happens, and they have two clips, one from the police, one from one of the viewers that were, you know, was there present. And yeah, this cop is absolutely physically attacking and smothering this girl and punching her in the head. And this girl is like your typical hottie beach bunny babe. Like, she's probably not more than 100 pounds, and she has some fat cop, you know, laying all over top of her.
Right. So I was curious if New Jersey had one of these you must identify laws, like
most
some places
states do, I think.
According to the ACLU of New Jersey, police in New Jersey may not request your ID or demand your name unless they are issuing you a court summons.
Really? Well, because he would have had probable cause, likely, in this circumstance, given that she may have had possession or nearby possession or whatever of an alcoholic beverage.
I've refused ID in New Jersey, and I never had any issue.
Okay. Even if they were questioning you on a suspected crime?
Walking
ACLU
down the street.
New Jersey says they can't demand this information unless they are giving you a summons.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in this case, they might have been trying to give her a summons because she did allegedly have an alcoholic beverage either nearby her or perhaps even in her possession. That's what all this is about. That's right. Why this woman had her head beaten on by a cop and shoved into the sand and deprived of oxygen because of something in a glass bottle. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. That's how insane this
lady,
is.
She is guilty of the same thing that Edward Snowden is guilty of, the same thing that Chelsea Manning is guilty of, the same thing that Ross Ulbricht is guilty of. And it's the only thing that's illegal in this country, and that is disobeying.
Yeah.
You did not sit down, shut up, and do what you were told. Therefore, you are guilty and you deserve to die.
It's outrageous.
Basically what we've learned tonight.
And that somebody could be breathalyzed on the beach? What? Is that a thing in Jersey? Is that something that happens in other places? Breathalyzed? What?
Drunk in public. You're not allowed to be drunk in public.
You can
Plus,
even,
she's 20.
So you can
you're
even,
not allowed to be drunk if you're 20. Doesn't matter where you are.
In New Jersey, you can even refuse the roadside breathalyzer and
right.
until you're actually arrested and taken to the station.
Right. It's, not,
it's not a crime.
It's not your job. In a lot of states, you supposedly agree to it when you sign the driver's license, right? Like, supposedly that's part of the deal.
It's
that you get your driver's license.
After you've been arrested for it, being suspected or something to that effect. And
in
then
Jersey.
In Jersey, once you've hit the station and it's a chemical breathalyzer that
right.
they ask you to take, and if you refuse at that point, then it's a crime and they can take away your license. But it's not a crime to refuse the roadside breathalyzer. It's not a crime to refuse to walk the line.
Chris
or any
is not
other
an attorney, but that's your experience
that's
in Jersey.
Yes, this is correct. This is my understanding based on a lawyer's advice.
But what I was saying was, in most states, the ones where they demand that you take a breathalyzer or else on the side of the road, they're going to say, well, you agreed to this when you signed the driver's license. However,
yeah, that's the argument.
She's on a beach. And so you are not obligated, my understanding is you have no obligation to assist the police in their prosecution of you.
Of course
right?
not.
And so by giving them a breathalyzer, if you're just sitting on a beach because some cop comes up and, sees an alcoholic beverage near you, again, I don't know if she had it in her hand. The way the caller described it was just on the, the sand or
right.
in a bag. So he sees an alcoholic beverage and then he demands a breathalyzer test. It
no.
would seem to me that she would have been within her rights to refuse that test in that particular case.
By being under the age of 21.
But how would they know? If you don't have to ID yourself.
You're trying to use logic here. But by being under 21, she implicitly agreed that she would not get intoxicated because reasons.
And I bet you, I'd be willing to bet you money that every one of the cops involved in this case also had a drink under age of 21.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But not
Guaranteed.
On the beach.
Guaranteed.
And I bet you they'll testify in court that, they smelled alcohol on her breath or something.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'll take this story, put it on our show prep on the Free Talk Live forum in case you want to check it out. We'll continue here in moments, and we'll take your calls. Your thoughts about what you want on the radio here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The on-off summit between the U.S. and North Korea is on again in Singapore.
They want it. We think it's important. And I think we would be making a big mistake if we didn't have it. I think we're going to have a relationship, and it'll start on June 12th.
President Donald Trump says relationships are building, and it'll be a process.
The United States has vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that in part condemns the practice of firing on protesters by Israel's military. The Arab-backed resolution introduced by Kuwait calls for international protections for Palestinian civilians. American UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says the proposed resolution would set back the cause of peace.
When the United Nations sides with terrorists over Israel, as the Kuwait resolution does, it only makes a peaceful resolution of this conflict harder to reach.
The U.S. has introduced a competing resolution that condemns Hamas for escalating tensions along the Israel-Gaza border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. If you want, you can join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about more abusive police stories and the most recent events coming out of New Jersey on a beach where police attacked a woman who is minding her own business, just enjoying her day with what appears to be her young child, 18-month-old child, and her boyfriend. And accused of having an alcoholic iced tea, of course, makes the cops crazy when somebody does the exact same thing that those very same cops probably did when they were a young person, which is to say have a beer or a
probably
drink.
Still do. Don't cops have a higher than average rate of alcoholism?
Yeah. I think that's absolutely true. We can continue with all of this and more and maybe get back to swatting as well. But first, let's go to Bob. He's in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Welcome. You're on the air. Great.
Good. Hey, you know, I was wondering, I always wondered why, like, even the police, nobody wants to really knock them down or anything because they do have a tough job. They don't make a lot of money. But when they have a police chase, they will yank the guy out and there's five or six guys just taking all that adrenaline out on the guy. Or the remember the black gentleman in New York that was selling single cigarettes?
Yeah, Eric Garner. Yep. And they choked him to death.
Yeah.
Yep.
In front of a camera.
Then charged the guy with the camera for some kind of crime.
Oh, yeah. They went after the guy with a camera on multiple occasions after that.
Yeah. And then tried to poison him while he was in Rikers Island.
That happened, too. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, go ahead.
You know, these cops are built like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And And you wonder if these cops to have to keep up and be able to handle the bigger kids. You know, you've got these 20-year-old kids that look like they've been, you know, training for boxing, but they have to balk up. And you wonder how many of them are on steroids or testosterone shot.
How many of the cops, you mean?
And then their anger, the cops, yeah.
Yeah, that's not unheard of
anger
at all.
And their, it's what?
I said it's not unheard of at all. It's fairly common for police to be common steroid users.
You know, there was actually legislation introduced in New Hampshire a couple of years ago that would have required that police be tested for steroids. And, of course, it
didn't pass. Who came to test again? Who testified against that one, I wonder?
The police.
Yeah,
of course.
Of course they did. Things that make you go,
Well, yeah, so these cops are trying to balk up, and they're probably on the shots, and they and their temperament is just, you know, it goes from 0 to 100, like right now.
Yep.
And there's just a lot of too many cases where these cops are just, you know, there's no questioning. There's no holding back. Or if there was a police chase, there should be 3 or 4 cops that got radios and to kind of take over the, you know, the situation before these other cops get a hold of the guy and just let all that rage that they've been building up through the chase and beat the hell out of the guy. But it's just, yeah, you wonder if, like I say, the steroids have got to be a big part, and you don't ever hear much testing after the fact. I'm sure it
Well,
is,
even if it's not the steroids, it's still an addiction to an adrenaline rush, which we had Barry Cooper on with us years ago. It's been probably a decade since we had Barry on, who's a former narcotics star cop in Texas. Like, he was the top narcotics officer in Texas for a long time, and he turned to the side of good and spoke out against the police, spoke out against the war on drugs. And Barry, when he was being interviewed on Free Talk Live, which you can probably still download over at our guest page at guest.freetalklive.com, but he talked about what it was like when he first became a cop, was that he would get an adrenaline rush from just pulling somebody over for speeding. Just because, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. Could be that person's going to shoot you or something like that. It could be a scary kind of situation dealing with somebody who's strange. And there's like, you know, there was a rush that he was getting from it. But after a short while, that rush went away. He became acclimated to the situation.
Right.
And then he started to look for other ways that he could find that adrenaline rush feeling again. And so he gave us an example of something he would do regularly, which is to say, let's say he was pulling somebody out of a car while searching it or something like that. And he would let that person sit on the side of the road without being handcuffed, when he would have had the legal justification at that point, for whatever reason, to handcuff the person. He'd leave them unhandcuffed in the hopes that they would get up and run, so he would have the chance to run after them and tackle them.
Right. It's, you know, like the cop version of the adrenaline junkies.
That's what it is, literally what it is.
Yep.
So, again, even if it's not roids, there's still a junkie aspect of just the high that they get from attacking somebody. I remember seeing it happen in real life here in Keene, New Hampshire one night, where we were, this was before you were here, Chris, but we had some, you know, cop blocking activities going on.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you see the police down in a college neighborhood. And in this case, there's this skinny sheriff who I'd really gotten along with well. Like, he always was in, you know, good spirits, was always, you know, jovial, friendly to talk to. And I never would have pictured him as some sort of, you know, raging, angry cop, but I got to see him in that particular way. And it was when there was some drunk kid that they were dealing with who was stupid, of course. You know, he's a drunk college student. He's being talked to by the police. He makes a break for it. And he starts just booking it away from the cops. And so this cop goes into total, like, takedown mode and, like, completely unfeeling. He just became total automaton police officer in that moment. And he went and he tackles this dude when that was probably an unnecessary response to just some kid who was being accused of having an open container of alcohol. I mean, the kid, you know, you shouldn't run from the cops. I get that. But it was just interesting watching him switch from this sort of typical, like, nice guy cop into total takedown mode.
It's
angry
easy to
cop.
Say you shouldn't run from the cops, but if the cops are doing something to you and they're being malicious, it seems like the most logical, rational reaction.
Well,
if you know
that
a cop's going to shoot you.
Well, I understand that.
I mean, I would rather run from the cops and maybe have a chance of living than
being
shot.
Well, it wasn't that. He was
No, dude. there are multiple reports of people that have run from the cops.
More likely to get
and
killed
been
by
shot
them.
In the back.
Yeah.
But if
and
a cop
killed.
Pulls his gun
that's
on
not
you,
what happened here. This was a citation for
that.
An open container.
I understand that, but
this
I don't
the
know.
Routine
I don't
Saturday
know
night.
What I don't know what went down here.
Let me say something.
Yeah, please.
You know, just but you know the cops are dealing with just like you guys are saying that every pretty much every time they come up against anybody, it's like a test. You know, these kids are like. I hope I get shot, but still live through it because it's payday. And so they're more. You
nobody
know,
says that.
When I was
that.
A kid, got pulled over. I had my hands on top of the steering wheel even when I was 16, and I didn't badmouth them. I was scared to death because it was like basically my dad all over again. You didn't disrespect. These kids don't have no respect for the cops, and then the cops constantly, day in and day out, have to tolerate or deal with people like this. And we're looking at it like, well, this is probably one incident that this cop had. He went off and had a problem. But these guys live this day in and day out, and we seem to forget that.
Yeah, and, but no. You're also forgetting the fact that the reason people don't have respect for the police is because they haven't earned it. You know, just because you throw a badge on doesn't mean that you deserve respect. As a human being, I respect other human beings unless I'm given a reason not to. And most cops have given me plenty of reason not to because of the way they disrespect individuals. This woman was on the beach in New Jersey minding her own business, and they came up and messed with her. She wasn't hurting anybody, and nobody had a problem with her being there with her child and her boyfriend. But the cops had a problem with it because of some stupid law that some politicians wrote that says that you can't have a container of alcohol if you're under the age of 21, and then she ended up getting beaten for it. It's crazy.
And there's probably a prohibition about having glass bottles on the beach.
There's that one too.
And the image that cops don't get paid, you know, anything is nonsense. The guy who arrested me in Manchester was making six figures. You can't tell me. And
Officer Harrington.
Yeah, he's making.
Badge number
it was like
one.
A hundred and something.
He's
hundred,
old.
Like
he's been
20,
there a while.
He is, but that doesn't include the amount of money they was making for extra
the
overtime,
benefits.
And it doesn't include the benefits. He's making more money than probably you know almost
the average person he's arresting.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, thanks for
but
the thoughts. Yep. Go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead.
But then it needs to have a little bit of the fear that, you know, it needs to get back to where the cop's boss come out and say, okay, everybody's got a camera. You're going to lose your job, and you're going to have to. But a lot of cops are on here.
If only
they
did.
Grand a year.
They don't, and that's the problem.
Grand a year.
And they won't lose their jobs. And they know it.
Yeah.
Bob, thanks for calling.
And they don't have a lot to lose.
I appreciate it. There's more coming up here. Freak Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right?
What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris
and Daryl.
You know, I do want to say that I want to like the police. I really, I find a lot of them individually likable. Like here in the Keene area in New Hampshire where we live, I know many of these cops. I mean, I don't know them intimately, but I have an acquaintance with them. Right, I know them by first name.
Right.
And
you exchange pleasantries if you see one another.
Yeah. I just saw the one of the regular candidates for sheriff on the streets 2 days ago.
All right.
And went up, said hello, shook his hand. His name's...
You're disturbingly nice, actually, to these guys.
I'm very, very nice.
I would not treat them anywhere nearly... I see them as civil as you. I'm not one to go up to a cop and start like bad mouthing them or you know or anything. But I mean,
I see them as human
beings. I'm
not going
to thank them or you know whatever for you know harassing me.
No, I wouldn't thank them for that either. I criticize them when they're doing the wrong thing, and I try to praise them when I see them doing the right thing because they do sometimes do the right thing. But in a lot of cases, they do the wrong thing, and I'm going to call them out for it. They, you know, in when I moved to Keene, New Hampshire. The police became a less diffuse concept and a more real thing, meaning that, you know, if you are in a big city, they're just the police, right? You might see the same one twice in, you know, 10 years or something like that. It would not be that common for you to see, like if you're in New York City, to encounter the same cop over and over again. But in Keene, New Hampshire, there's only 40 of them. So, you know,
there's 40 officers?
I think it might be up to like 44 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. Uniformed. So not including the office staff. There's more if you include the office staff.
Wow.
But yeah, so there's a couple few dozen, several dozen uniformed officers. And if you're out and about and you're doing things like cop block or Know Your Rights activism or whatever, you're going to meet them. And you're going to have, you know, you don't have to converse with them. But sometimes I do. And I realize that's a risky thing. But it's usually, you know, just kind of pleasantries. So it's not like, you know, we're getting into.
Area,
or I'll ask them questions about, you know, the things that they're doing. Because, again, he who's asking the questions is winning in a situation like that. But, you know, they're people. And they're people who have made mistakes, and they believe things that are wrong. Like that it's okay to arrest somebody for having a plant, or it's okay to arrest somebody for having a can of a fluid that has alcohol in it if they're under the age of 21. All these ridiculous prohibitions that they're tasked with enforcing. And I just don't think that we're going to change hearts and minds by yelling and being angry at them. That's not to say I haven't been upset at some of the things they've done and expressed.
I'm not convinced we can change their minds. Like,
I'm not trying to convince you of that. Yeah. I'm trying to.
No, I know you're not trying to convince me of that, but you're saying that you're trying to convince them of that.
No, I didn't say that. No? I said no? I don't think that we can. I'm not saying that it's possible.
Okay.
I'm not saying what I believe. Each individual officer is an individual person. But I can tell you this. We did have a corrections officer quit his job because of the conversations that people like me and Rich Paul had with him while we were on the inside of the Keene jail, the Keene spiritual retreat, as we like to call it here in town. He quit his job, and he was the keynote speaker at Keenevention, the first year of Keenevention. Did you see that one coming?
I think I know what you're talking about, but see that one coming? No, I'm not saying I wouldn't say all cops are necessarily out there to be bad people, but yeah. Certainly I think most of them are.
Would you have predicted that one would quit his job based on having simple conversations?
I certainly could see it being a possibility. I wouldn't necessarily think I would.
If it's a possibility, then do you think it would be possible?
I think it's unlikely.
That's fine. If it was a possibility, do you think it would be a possibility if the only way that cop had ever been treated by us, or in this case, corrections officer, was, F you, pig, you effing suck, and you blah, 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 blah. You know, just constant insults, constant rudeness. So I try to be nice, try to treat people like...
It's the whole catch more flies with honey.
Yeah. I try to treat people with respect and how I would want to be treated.
It's certainly a good approach, I think.
Yeah. So, by the way, I do want to let you know, I mentioned earlier, I can't forget our new station, and I almost did. So welcome to WRKQ AM 1250 in Madisonville, Tennessee, to Free Talk Live. They are carrying our show weeknights 9 to 10 Eastern time. So you guys are getting us every single night. Welcome to the show. If you're a new listener of Free Talk Live, I think we started sometime this week.
Hold on. Is it weeknights or every night?
I believe
because we're live all 7 nights of the week.
I believe they're just taking us weeknights. Okay. I don't have the exact schedule in front of me right now, but I believe that was it. So that's why we had to wait until 9 to welcome them. So welcome. If you're new to the show, then you probably are shocked at the fact that, you know, you're hearing these kinds of discussions on the radio. But we really are open phones really every single night, and we will take your calls about anything. In fact, somebody's calling from St. Pete, Florida. Melinda, claiming to listen on FM. Are you really listening to us on the radio in St. Petersburg?
I'm not in St. Petersburg right now, but I'm from.
Oh, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm in Gainesville.
We're on FM in Gainesville?
Mm-hmm. 96.3. Really?
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. We will definitely take a look into that and see if we can figure out which station that is. Because on the end, it doesn't ring a bell to me. So I'm always glad to find out we're on mystery stations out there that are airing the show, whether they be pirate radio or FCC licensed. We don't care. Welcome to the show, Melissa or Melinda. Excuse me. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just was driving and happened to click on. I haven't heard your show before, but my husband's a police officer and the comment about making a lot of money. Unfortunately, that's not true.
It depends on where you are.
I'm sorry?
It depends on where you are.
Now, what's he make, if you mind?
And where are we talking about, too?
In Central Florida.
Yeah, so do you mind sharing what he makes?
Probably around $37,000 a year.
Plus benefits, right?
No, that's including everything.
Includes everything, okay. Yeah, that I mean, that's not a whole lot.
And we don't. I'm not sure where this is. I'm not sure what the cost of living is there.
Probably low.
Okay.
But Melinda, okay, so he doesn't make as much.
At what point is he in his career? Is it like early on, or is he later? An older
man?
No,
he's been 9 years.
Okay. Yep. All right.
But
so
anyway, my point is, I just think that you guys, you know, you don't understand what it's like for him, you know, for his friends, for anyone in law enforcement that goes out there every day and puts their life on the line.
Are they putting their lives on the line when they stop a college-age person who's 20 years old from drinking?
Do you know that? Do you know when you stop that car, what's going to happen inside the car?
I'm not even talking about somebody in a car. I'm talking about somebody on the streets.
I mean, this is propaganda. I mean, you're saying.
And I do know what happens because I've watched it happen. I've watched it happen where they've made college girls cry.
I'm a former corrections officer. I know what the job entails.
Okay, you were a former corrections officer?
Yeah. So you said that none of us know anything about what the job is. I'm former corrections, so I'm well aware of what goes into law enforcement. I don't know what your husband's situation is because I don't live in Gainesville.
How could you say that, you know, anyone in law enforcement doesn't deserve, you know, any respect? How could you say that?
I never said that. No. I never said that.
Individuals might deserve respect, okay, but police as a whole have not demonstrated that we should respect them.
As long as they respect you as a person when they're talking to you, it's a different situation when you come against someone who's rude or, you know, but all this.
You know what's not respectful, though, is where they take somebody who has not harmed another human being.
Which is most situations, interactions with cops.
And they put that person in handcuffs and throw them in a cell. That's not very respectful, is it?
And that's not what I'm talking about.
But that's what happens day in and day out. And I bet your husband's done that.
Day in and day out?
Huh?
Cops get shot because people like you.
That's not true.
Dude, cops are one of the safest jobs in America.
It's not even one of the most dangerous jobs.
Oh, exactly. Man, these people disgust me.
Also, and how many times do cops get shot? It's almost always when they're raiding somebody's house, Melinda. I mean, I understand you don't want to, admit the violence that happens behind this because you love your husband, and he probably treats you really well, so you don't want to see him in this light. And maybe he is one of these good cops out there. Huh?
And there's plenty of cops that do treat people very well.
So you mean they're going to ignore – hold on. You mean those cops will ignore me if I'm walking down the street smoking a joint in front of them?
No, absolutely
never gonna happen.
Not.
Well, then they're not treating me well. If they're coming – look, lady, if they come to me and they say, hey, you put that out or we're going to put you in a cage. If you put that joint out or we're going to put you – well, they won't even say that. They're not going to give you a chance. They're just going to take you. They're going to grab you and they're going to throw you in a cage because you had a burning cigarette to your lips with a plant that somebody ground up and put it in there. And they're going to act like that's some kind of a threat and you're going to defend that?
That's not true and nobody said that was a threat.
Wow. I wish we had more time with you, Melinda, because you're absolutely delusional, and I would love to continue talking with you about this, but unfortunately we're out of time tonight. You can call us any other time during the week.
Yeah, please call
and
back.
You can explain to us how the police throwing me in a cage for smoking a joint isn't a threat. I would really love to hear about that. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.